If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Kyle Erdman, Erdman Outdoor Living. You got two locations, one here and one in Arizona. Where's the one here?
We're in Arlington Heights. We've been in Arlington Heights since 1982.
And the outdoor, you're the heat. What is your slogan that you mentioned at the beginning of the show?
Sun control. About sun control.
Yeah, how do you control that big ball of gas? Come on.
With my brain, usually.
With your brain. You're amazing. Oh. You know, first time meeting you, you're incredible, man. Amazing.
I've been called a lot worse, so thank you.
Sure.
We talked a lot about a couple of weeks ago about the pergolas and the
porticos.
And how they're like, it's popping up on my feed all the time now, right? Because you're going into the spring and the summer, and the opening and the shutting of the tops and the fans,
the
louvered ceilings to block the weather, to block the sun, to block the rain, and then they got screens coming down. And Kyle's like, "Yeah, we do all that stuff."
Yep.
So explain exactly what you do, because I find it fascinating. I have Elise taking pictures when she gets home, so you could see what we have going on. Because I've got a north south home with a west exposure, an east and west exposure, which is great. And the west exposure is beautiful, but it's a major pain in the rear end in June, July, August when the sun's high, and then it comes down and it blasts right in your face when you're trying to have a barbecue because everybody's sitting around the table. No matter what you do, I got to bring over a gigantic umbrella. So you solve all those challenges.
We do. So the first thing with sun control that I want to specify is sun control isn't just about shade, because on a day like today, the last thing you want is to sit in the shade. It's nice to have the sun coming through and coming through the back windows of your home. So what our system can do is it has louvers that have 160 degrees of orientation. So you can kind of set them at any point that you want, let more sun in, let less sun in. And when they're closed, they become a watertight sealed roof. And then we do have motorized walls like you were talking about with UV filtering screens. Or like me and Gary are talking about, we have some vinyl shades too, where you can hold the heat in over the winter. Because you can heat our rooms, you can put ceiling fans, fancy lights. So we have some party lights too for the late nights. And you can pick the walls that you want to put the screens on. So if you just have that bad west exposure, we can just put it on that one. But yeah, you can kind of control the environment, and it can be anything from a traditional pergola where it has the open roof. To a three seasons room or screen porch, kind of just depending on your mood.
So those are on tracks, I would assume, somewhere built into the structure where it just goes up and down. And when the sun's coming up in the east, you could have it open. And then when people sit down to eat and you want to block that western blast of sun coming through, you just lower it. And it doesn't hurt anybody, you're perfectly fine.
Correct. And you can stop the screen at any point. So if the sun's just bothering you and it's 7 feet in the air, you can stop it at that point so you can still walk in and out underneath it. But the big question we get asked about the shades, because people do like having them down, is what if my dog runs through it? My kids don't pay attention ever. Are they going to knock it out of the tracks?
What if Dave runs through
it?
I mean, he's known to do that. So, is it Dave-proof?
It is better than Dave-proof.
Wow.
I'll take that challenge.
Yeah.
So the screens we use, they have a magnetically reinforced track, which is a really nice feature. There's actually a video of the screens online with ex-NFL running back Freddie Mitchell running full speed into the screens and him bouncing backwards off of them.
Oh, cool.
So I think that Freddie Mitchell's a tad bit bigger than Dave. Big guy, but...
Know how fast Dave can run.
It's power to speed ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that an equation I can figure out?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a math problem for it.
It takes nuclear scientists to put this thing together. I have a lot of force when I run into things. I'm just saying.
Can you grill inside the room?
Yeah.
Is that a ridiculous request?
Like, no.
To Dave's point, I'm grilling outside. The sun's beating down to me, and then I got to get into this room. Is there a way to just grill inside of it?
We usually would recommend that you tilt the louvers a little bit so you don't get smoked out inside.
Ventilation. Mm.
Yeah,
right.
But as long as you can give a little ventilation into the room, you're perfectly fine.
Is there a way to aftermarket to move that air, like an exhaust fan? You mentioned a ceiling fan, but that would really be the only thing you could add.
A ceiling fan would just circulate throughout the space, but you'd want to definitely tilt things open.
Got it.
Obviously, you can push the button at any point just to get it open, but...
Assuming you know how to do that.
It's just a remote with an up button, so
okay,
I think you can handle it.
Nailed it.
Never know.
Wow, sounds simple. I like it, Kyle.
So the system, I like to say, it's smart and dumb. We have remotes for the simplistic people, and we have apps for the people who like the smart technology. So,
nice. And then size-wise, like if Dave's backyard is a little complicated, things are just in specific areas. are they custom? Can you get them custom sizes? Are they just, is it like, hey, you get a 12 by 12 or a 14 by 14 and that's it?
So they're fully customizable. We built them as small as 10 by 10 for a tight backyard. And the largest we've put in so far is a 52 by 18.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, that's your whole pool.
52
by
18.
You could do your pool, Dave.
Wow.
I could.
You could. How about that?
I'm sure it doesn't cost anything to do something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's mildly affordable.
So is it...
they have financing options. Yeah, I'm sure
we finance the majority of our business. So.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. So the...
I'm happy for you.
There's another 150 grand.
Exactly.
No, the are you using fiberglass posts, using wood posts? I mean, what type of material are you using in the post to construct this?
A great question. So everything in our system is made out of a T6 grade aluminum, which is an aircraft grade aluminum.
Sure.
Everything is US made manufactured, so the manufacturing facility is just down in Atlanta, Georgia. And we own U.S. patents on majority of the important components that you'd want, things that keep water out of the system, things that keep the system standing up straight and a little more rigid. So, T6 grade aluminum is what the entire system is made
out of. So square tubing, I would assume, or is it circular? Is it coming in a round or is it coming in a square? You could do whatever you want.
It's coming extruded, so it's all square and rectangular products. Okay. If you would like a round aesthetic that goes with your home, we can put a smaller post on and put like a fiberglass wrapper on the outside of it, though, too. But yeah, it's more modern in appearance, but we can definitely traditionalize it with some extra components.
Jeremy?
So we have customers that you could text our office, right? They're texting us pictures all the time. Hey, I got questions about this. And they're sending us these, we'll call them pavilions, right? Like on Wayfair. Hey, have you seen this product? And is this a good product? And I'm like, I have no idea, right? Like, we don't know where it's made. We don't know where it's, what's it going to cost to put this together? And I'm like, are there instructions? Can we get parts for it? Is it repairable?
Well, the pergo in a box?
Yeah, a pavilion in a box that you see at like a pool place, right? Sure. And they claim, how does that differentiate your product from their product? And can it handle our snow loads? Like, what's that all about, right? Their product's $1,500 to $18,000 to $2,500, right?
Of course. So our product, it's ICC certified for our market, so we do meet all snow and wind loads that we require for a 2019 International Building Code, which is what most cities will follow up here now. We are professional installers. All my guys are W-2 employees. They've been certified by the manufacturer, which is extremely important. Mm-hmm. When you can find any product you want, but a product is only as good as the installer doing it. Mm-hmm. So our guys live, eat, and breathe these pergolas day in and day out. So we have that down to a science. But the best thing is, like I said, it's a U.S.-made manufactured product using the same product that they would use for like a jetliner. So if you want to talk about rigid and structure, I mean, structure is what the product is called, structure with an X. It's the Pergola X product. You're not going to find anything better than that.
Phone number?
847-394-3495, erdmanoutdoorliving.com.